Hi, I'm Jacqueline Schiff with the Kaiser Daily Global Health Policy Report. On Monday, the White House released President Obama's fiscal year 2012 budget, while Congress is still debating the fiscal year 2011 budget. The government is currently funded through a continuing resolution, which expires on March 4th. To help us explore the implications for global health funding, I'm talking to Adam Wexler, a senior policy analyst for global health at the Kaiser Family Foundation. Adam works on the foundation's policy analysis and research focused on the U.S. government's role in global health. Thanks for being here, Adam.
Thanks for having me.
Let's get started. The president's budget proposes increasing funding for the Global Health Initiative by 11% in 2012 compared with current levels. Which programs gained the most?
When we start out, I'd like to make a point of clarification, and that's something that you said earlier, that 2011 appropriations have not been finalized. So the government is currently operating under a continuing resolution, which provides funding at 2010 levels. So any comparisons we make today will be between the current request for 2012 and the amounts from 2010. That being said, the GHI highlights a set of 8 key areas that comprise over 99% of the GHI budget. That's HIV/AIDS, TB, malaria, neglected tropical diseases, maternal and child health, nutrition, family planning and reproductive health, and the Global Fund. Each of these areas saw an increase in the president's budget. The largest dollar amount increases were in maternal and child health, which increased by approximately $400 million, and in the U.S. contribution to the Global Fund, which increased by about $250 million. The largest percentage increase is in the area of nutrition, which increased by 100% from $75 million to $150 million.
Which programs gained the least, and were the proposed funding levels in line with the global health policy community's expectations?
Well, actually, funding for pandemic influenza declined in the president's request, which can be attributed to probably a decreased concern over H1N1 and avian influenza. Among the areas that increased, HIV/AIDS has the smallest percentage increase at 1%. One thing to point out, it's important to note, is that funding for U.S. global health programs is one of the few areas of the federal budget that demonstrates an increase. A lot of the other areas declined.
Obama's Global Health Initiative proposed spending $63 billion between 2009 and 2014. Is the president currently on track to spend the full amount?
As you mentioned, the GHI is a six-year, $63 billion initiative. Assuming the president's budget for 2012 is approved and funding for 2011 remains at the 2010 levels, funding over the first 4 years of the GHI will total approximately $36 billion, or 57% of the $63 billion commitment. Therefore, the budget for the remaining 2 years of the initiative would need to total $27 billion in order to fulfill the $63 billion commitment.
So what percentage is that remaining?
47 or 43%.
That's interesting. So they would have to fund 43% of the promised $63 billion within 2 years?
Yes.
House Republican leaders recently released a continuing resolution that cuts $100 billion from President Obama's fiscal year 2011 budget. What are some of the major implications for global health funding if it passes?
Well, like many areas of the federal budget, the full-year continuing resolution introduced in the House proposes cuts to U.S. global health programs. For instance, the bill would cut over $360 million in HIV/AIDS funding and would reduce the U.S. contribution to the Global Fund by more than 40%, or $450 million. The bill would also cut funding for family planning and reproductive health by over $200 million and would reinstate the Mexico City policy, which is a requirement on foreign non-governmental organizations to certify that they would not perform or promote abortion using funds from any source as a condition for receiving U.S. funding. And finally, the bill proposes a combined reduction of approximately $300 million between unspecified global health programs administered by USAID and state, or USAID and CDC.
And with both the fiscal year 2011 and fiscal year 2012 budgets up for negotiation, what's next in terms of resolving global health funding?
Well, now that the president has submitted his request, Congress will begin its consideration of the 2012 budget. This includes congressional hearings where administration officials will present and respond to questions about the president's request, introduction and debate on actual appropriations bills, and passage of the bills by Congress and submission to the president for his signature. In theory, this will all occur before October 1st, which is the official start of the 2012 budget year. While all of this is happening, Congress still needs to finalize the FY 2011 budget, which is currently operating, as we mentioned, under the continuing resolution that ends on March 4th. So there's a lot of work ahead and to determine not only the 2012 funding levels, but 2011.
Thanks for your time today, Adam.
Thanks for having me.